Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk A radio to thrive by.
I'll take you out. Go ahead. Do your thing. There you go. Did you get it?
No, let me see.
Okay. All right.
Let me have a drink of bourbon.
Come on. Some good stuff.
Oh, that's so much better.
It's nice and smooth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Where did I go?
That's me. I got you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as you can see, I've got a little thing in my throat.
Smooth.
I was so sick yesterday.
Well,
oh my
you
God.
Should have told me. Now
I
you're
was.
Coming on the air not telling anybody until it happens.
I was just sitting here like a little old quiet person.
That's maybe
I
that
know,
was it.
I was
it.
Just like, Nick and you are here, and I was listening to Glenn on the show.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, this is fun. Oh, by the way, I have to do a radio show.
Oh, oops. And then,
ooh, who thought of that?
Well, when you're on the air for so long, us radio talent have to do, you know, certain like exercises and, you know, I guess, what would you say? Rituals in the morning, like clearing the throat.
I didn't even think about it. I know, I didn't even think about it because it's so not an issue for me, generally speaking.
It's funny this morning, the girls chat with women with Pam and Rochelle, they were on, and you know, they come in and all yapping and blah, blah, blah. And right when they sit down, they're like, almost ready to hock up everything.
Oh my God.
It's cute more than anything.
Well, you have to get ready.
Well, of course.
We all get ready in our own little ways.
Exactly.
But this is a first for me.
No.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard me not have my full empty voice?
What's up, baby?
Yeah, when's the last
sultry
time?
Sultry sounds of Dr. Pat.
Yeah, now let's do a few voiceovers. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
You can't do that now. You'd have to go with the seductive version of Dr. Pat. What's up? This is the Dr.
Pat.
You can do it.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a great show for you today. Half hour of open mic. But I've got a few announcements to make. Got to make announcements. Well, one of the things I want to say, we're opening up the phone lines for the first half of an hour. And we've got some prosperity cards to pick for you and to give away. Oh, look, someone's trying to reach me as we speak.
Someone didn't read the sign.
Yeah,
cell phone's off.
I know. I had my cell phone on because Miss Bobby has been trying to call
Nick's
me.
Probably texting you. He's sitting right next to you.
You know, I had someone text me at 4 in the morning the other day.
Really?
4.
Nice. Good for you.
Hold on. You guys talk a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Why so early?
It wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you?
You imagine somebody texting me at 4 in the morning?
I think it was.
I only do it 9 a.m. and after.
9 a.m.
And 7.
Real business time?
7 p.m.
Oh, not after 7.
No. Can you imagine? It was like 4 something.
It was probably someone from the East Coast.
It actually wasn't. It was somebody from Seattle.
Oh.
I'm thinking, you got to be kidding.
Was it a late night? Did they wake up and like, I got to get home?
I don't think they went to bed.
Okay.
I think they went to bed.
Oh.
They were so excited about the sales position we had open. They were texting me about it, I guess.
At 4 a.m.?
In the morning. I'm thinking,
man.
Okay, we could go one or two ways with this interview.
Eager beaver. That's exactly what it was.
I'll tell you. And so welcome, everyone, to the show. We've got a couple things that we have going on here this week. First of all, I want to announce that we will be interviewing Louise Hay later on this week. And this is something that has been a dream of mine for, 4 years we've been on the air?
Three, four years.
Yeah.
We started in 03, January of 03.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, wow, you know, we've done a lot of work for Hay House and helped promote their events and their books because I absolutely love them. And then at the same time, you think, well, you know, will you ever get to interview Louise Hay? Because basically she's not doing interviews, and she did Oprah.
Oh.
But she decided to do Oprah first and then the Dr. Pat Show. That's okay.
Hey, one and two, two and one.
That's
it's
right.
It's a scheduling conflict, I'm sure, somewhere. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, I was just getting ready to send you an email because we're also interviewing Jack Canfield. Now, this is, again, you know, Jack. You know Jack. Jack was in the studio.
Yeah, we used to
We met him before. Mm-hmm. He actually was pretty much a regular on the show before The Secret came out. And now that The Secret's out, he's doing mostly television, but we're going to be doing an interview with him. And so what I want to invite the listeners to do is this. You know, Jack Canfield and Louise Hay. Of course, I have my own set of questions that I could ask them. But the question, you know, the questions really are, what do you want? What would you like to ask them? If you could ask Louise Hay any question in the world, what would that be? What would those questions be? What would you want to ask Louise Hay? As I mentioned earlier, she is the the head of Hay House Publishing, and of course is responsible for writing books that have opened the door for healing. And right now, the DVD that's out there is phenomenal, and the book as well, You Can Heal Your Life. And this is a book I have in front of me. What I love about this book is every page is a different color. Look at, can you see, can you believe this? Look at this.
Every single page.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many colors that
look
really
that.
Is. Can you total up the pages, Benny? Good for you, Benny.
Can you do that, Benny? I mean, just
I don't have the book in front of me.
But just look. Isn't this incredible?
That's cool.
Very cool.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. And it's a great book. So one of the things I want to invite you to do is we have an open mic day today. Today I'm going to be pulling a couple of cards for you, answering your questions, helping you get unstuck, whatever that looks like. And you know the toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, for this day, what is your intention? What do you wish to set for yourself today? And we'd like to give you a... For those folks that call in, we'd like to give you a deck of the prosperity cards because they're gifts from our friend Heidi. But when I go to this book by Louise Hay, what I love is that she starts each chapter out by an affirmation. And so I'm going to try to read this affirmation. And Nick, you'll have to pick it up if I don't get through it here before I put my little cough drop in my mouth. And so here is the opening of the book, and it goes like this. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete, and yet life is ever-changing. There is no beginning and no end, only a constant cycle and recycling of substance and experiences. Life is never stuck or static or stale, for each moment is ever new and fresh. I am one with the very power that created me, and this power has given me the power to create my own circumstances. I rejoice in the knowledge that I have the power of my own mind to use in any way I choose. Every moment of life is a new beginning. Point. Every moment of life is a new beginning point as we move from the old. The moment is the new point of beginning for me right here, right now. All is well in my world. And so as you go through the book, as we did with the movie, and we found that there are just incredible, incredible things to do in here. And there are a number of different exercises. So Louise is going to be joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show on Thursday. Is that right? Do I have that right on Thursday? Yep. Thursday at 11 o'clock. And so that will be a very fun time. But we've got a cool lineup for this week as well. What I love is Carrie O'Connor, of course, you know, is going to be joining us here doing her own show at 11 o'clock. Asara Lovejoy is going to be in studio tomorrow working with someone live. And that's going to be videotaped. Mr. Nick, you're going to be doing that, right?
Correct. Correct.
Sorry.
Can you see how happy he is, Beth?
Yeah, I know.
Correct.
Well, I had his mic off because he had to leave the room and come back. So.
He's like, correct.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
He was petting himself, too.
It's really kind of cool.
That.
It's really very cool. And so, you know, this is in the spirit of living life full out. And many of you have sent emails, and actually we're receiving cards from you about the Deepak Chopra event that we all attended. Was it last week? And so it is through that love and inspiration that we get to live our lives. And so I'd love to be able to pull a card for you today. And the number, I didn't give out the number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, the other thing I have here is Guy Finley's book of 365 days. So today's date, do you have today's date?
310-08.
310. Okay. So here's the deal with this. You ready? Whenever unhappiness lingers on, so much so that we start believing darkness has won the day, we may find new strength to start life over in a bright truth. The only cause for our continuing sense of feeling so bound and restricted is that we have agreed, without knowing it, to live in a world smaller than our potential. Smaller. Smaller than our potential. We must let go of whatever may be limiting us. Did you ever have a limited view of your life, B?
I guess you were asking me.
Yeah.
Maybe to begin with.
I think I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think I do
from date time to time now.
Yeah, age kind of takes over and you open things up. Your mind gets a little bit broader and you kind of open your eyes.
Yeah. And then some people say age takes over and your mind gets more limited.
Right. Thanks,
it
Dad.
Depends on,
no, I'm just kidding.
It depends on what side of the fence you're really looking at. I want to invite everyone to take a look at our website. We've got, as I said before, we have a new face coming up. Nick and I are working on that. You know, these things take way longer than you think. They really do. You know, you think you're going to be able to make a few changes and pop up a new website, and it, like, goes on and on and on. You get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, I don't like, oh, why does it go on? Nick is thinking, I know why it goes on, because she can't make up her mind. First, you want the color to be red, then you want it to be orange, then you want this change, then you want the flames back, you're right. I do like
the way
things.
Did I hear flames?
Yeah, we have little flames on our website. It's really kind of cool. It is hot.
I like that.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll return with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the master of ceremonies at the Five Extraordinary People 2008 Lecture Series. Join us for the fourth and fifth events with John Holland on April 9th and Iyanla VanZant on May 20th, all right here in Seattle at Benaroya Hall. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
A little disco for us on a Monday morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio. Do I sound a little nasal?
Is that an understatement or an overstatement?
Do I sound like I've got, like...
It sounds like you got a little something going on.
What happens when people get a little cold on radio?
Definitely hear it, that's for sure, because I know I can hear it.
Uh-huh.
I get mad at myself in the other room. Yeah.
Probably thinking, who is that sitting in for?
Yeah. And then you're trying to clear it out, and it doesn't go away, and you get frustrated with yourself, and you're like, just do the darn weather.
Look, I'm just like glad I'm able to talk here. So.
You know, hey, everybody, this is Betty. And today, our weather forecast. And you just sound completely different.
Well, we've got a card for today for ourselves.
Oh, we do.
Let's do our little gonger.
Let's do our gonger. Go ahead, Nick. Roll that bad boy in. Excellent work, my son. He's got a big arm on him.
Woohoo!
What? Oh, you're laughing? What? What's so funny? You thought that was me?
Yeah.
It's not.
I
still to this day don't know who that voice is.
I swear it's you.
Yeah.
It sounds like you.
The sound effect sounds like me, and I did not put that together. Someone must have stole my voice.
I think it must be a clip from you.
At night when I don't remember. Well, someone must have stole it. They done stole it.
Well, here we go.
What's our card?
I see myself in a new light.
Well, that's it. See?
That's it. You got to see yourself in a new light.
Someone took my voice and put it in a new light.
Just because your life has sucked up to this point. No, that's not what the
what?
Card says.
That doesn't sound like Heidi.
No. Heidi wouldn't write that.
Totally caught me off
guard. I know, gotcha. Just because your life has been a certain way in the past doesn't mean it must be the same in the future. Mm. The future can be different. You can make it different. You can change. Now, Louise talks about that in the book. So for those of you that have not seen her DVD yet or have gotten a copy of the book, I would encourage you to do so. I think we may be giving copies of this away. I'm not even sure. But I can't believe that she put this book out, Benny. And you know what the list price for this book is? This blew me away. I got the book, and it was all in color, and it's just incredible. And I thought, okay, you know, we just spent, what, $25 for Deepak's book or something like that. And I thought, for sure, this is going to be like, you know how much this book is? Tell me. Take a guess. What do you think this book is with all the colors? Too bad we're not videotaping this now. But what would you think? I mean, this is like multicolor print. It's loaded. It is about,
$16.
Let me give you a sense
of
what
Nick,
this
that
is.
Was a good pull.
It was good.
$16.95.
That's because he gets all the books in the office.
Oh, so he looks at them.
260 pages.
Okay.
Right? $9.95.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Very close. Shipping and tax included. Nick was right on it, I'm
$9.95.
Sure.
This is what I love. Now, here's the deal. Here's a quote from that's on the back of the book regarding what Louise Hay has said. The thoughts we think and the words we speak create our experiences, right? So the thoughts we think, and, you know, one of the things that I learned growing up, although my stepmom didn't quite say it in the way Louise Hay says it, but, you know, she basically, I never understood what she meant when she said, you make your bed, you sleep in it. Did you get that one? Do you ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I got to talk to my mom, my stepmom, before she passed. And so, you know, she talked about her life and how you could look at her life in a couple of different ways. You could look at her life from the side of the glass half empty, which is married very young, what? She was married at like 11.
11?
She was married at 11, had Joyce at 12, Doris at 13. Yeah, exactly. My stepsisters. And, well, that was what was done back then down south.
Huh.
That was the deal.
I'm actually really blown away with 11.
But she used to tell me if she was going to get close to 14, her life would be over.
Huh. I'm baffled. I don't know, Nick, you're sitting there too with a jaw-dropping expression.
Yeah. Yep. And you look at that, and then back in the day, as you would say, Benny, it was like the grandma took care of the kids. So the grandma took care of the kids, you know, when my stepmom was out working, because, you know, even at 11 and 12, and, you know, she stayed at home for a little bit, but that relationship didn't last very long. And so off she went, and she created her own life and her own world. And it didn't matter what was showing up at any given point in time in her life. She always had the other perspective, the other side of the coin. You know, she was always able to look at her life and look at it with absolute joy. Even on the darkest days that I can remember of, you know, just looking at life and finding out that my dad's business pretty much folded, there was always a bright side to the coin. And so, you know, for me, when I pick up a book like Louise Hay has just written here, along with the DVD, and I think about some of the things that are in here about attracting love, about your daily work, about building anew, it is an incredible exercise for each of us to pick up every day and look at what we're doing and really look at it with a new set of eyes. So... So here is, I wanted to read this. It's an exercise, and it says, create new changes. Now is the time to take your list of things that are wrong with you and turn them into positive affirmations. So Benny and Nick, you have to play with me on this. Okay, so now here's what you can do. I'm going to read the list, and then you have to flip the negative. So suppose that your negative list was something like this. Okay, you ready? Even though this is going to be hard for you to imagine. My life is a mess. I should lose weight. Nobody loves me. I want to move. I hate my job. I should get organized. I don't do enough. I'm not good enough. How can we turn those around? Have you ever been in a place where you felt that you weren't loved enough? Or I know for me that there's been times in my life I thought my life is a total mess. And I carry that around. Until I realized one day that I don't have to carry that around. But after a while, you start telling yourself your life is a mess, your life is a mess, and you start believing it. So, you know, part of this is to turn it around. Now, one of the things I discovered about Louise Hay is she didn't really start kicking it till she was in her 40s. Hmm. You know, it's not like she was kind of popped out and at birth. She was like Louise Hay and had all of these great things to say. Mm-hmm. You know, it was being able to look at your life and know that everything that's going on can be changed, and that things that happen to us have to do with what we can learn. So she has this chapter on prosperity, right? And I looked at the chapter on prosperity. I'm not really sure what the little face is right there. That was kind of interesting.
A little sun?
Is it
a sun?
I think it looks like, does it look like George Washington or somebody on the bill?
I don't know. Nick, what you come up with over there?
What does that look like?
So the Quaker Oats guy?
Yeah, it looks like it. It says, prosperity, I deserve the best and I accept the best now.
Okay.
So if you were to just say that every day, even when you look at your life and you're like, I don't want to get out of bed. I deserve the best and I accept the best now. Now, if you want the above affirmation to be true for you, then you do not want to believe any of the following statements. Okay, this is a do not believe, so please, you know, if you're flipping in the dials or something, remember I'm saying you do not want to believe these, okay? These are the things you don't want to believe. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is filthy and dirty. Money is evil. I am poor but clean or good, meaning that I'm poor and therefore I must be like a good person. Rich people are crooks. I don't want to have money and be stuck up. I never will get a good job. I will never make any money. Money goes out faster than it comes in. I am always in debt. Poor people can never get out from under. My parents were poor and I will be poor. Artists have to struggle. Only people who cheat have money. Now, these are things you don't want in your life, and I could go on, but we don't want to do that. So we want to move to this place of deserving, because just listening to those things depresses me. I'm going to have to go take a Valium or something after listening to those things. Are you kidding?
Or during.
I'm telling you.
You say some of those things when you're on one.
I'm telling you. It's like, wow.
Cheaters, always get the money.
So then she goes and she talks about making room for the new.
Ah.
You have to make room for the
new. Of course.
And that's why we cleaned our office up, right, Nick?
Yep.
And we got a storage room.
True.
And so one of the things that she also says is to love your bills. And this is what I want to leave everyone with today. One of the things that will cut off the flow of money quicker than anything that I know is the grumbling that we do around paying our bills. Even when we get them in the mail, right? You know what they look like. You know what bills are. You know what I'm saying? You know what the insurance bill looks like.
Yeah.
You know what the
envelopes
mortgage bill
looks like. Envelopes
need to say
no poach is necessary when returning, though.
Right.
But that's a different story.
Yeah, and you get them, and what do you feel when you go and you pick up that envelope?
That
you see, that's all part of the deal.
Just like ickiness.
That's all part of the deal.
Oh, I gotta pay this.
That's all part of
I
the
get
deal.
That sometimes.
Yep. And what she talks about, guess what, in this book?
Getting rid of that
crust.
There you go.
Believe it. She talks about being crusted over in this book. And so one of the things that I want to suggest to everyone out there to create positive change in your life is when you get those bills, here's what I'm asking you to do. When you get those bills, I want you to pick them up and give them a big old lipstick kiss right on them. Okay? You get the bill in the mail. You're picking it up. I want you to smile. And I want you to say thank you. Because if you don't do that and you continue to grouse about them, even when you get the credit card bills in the mail, the telephone bills, whatever they are, you know, don't be doing bills, bills, bills. That was a Destiny's Child song.
Oh, I think I have that.
So we want to make sure that we create new energy and vibration around this. And so that's really the key for today. You can change your thoughts and you can change your emotions. You can get that bill and you could look at it in a very different way. So your challenge for this month, the prosperity tip from Dr. Pat, is real simple. When you get your bills, make love all over them. You've got to be able to love them, love them, love them. And if you don't, then there's room or something to learn. And we don't want you to learn the tough way. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with our very special guest today. Lloyd Lofthouse is joining us. We're going to be talking about China in a way that I've never talked about it before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Places I ain't never been, but now you're getting comfortable. Ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car. Drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the auto.